Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3314, and today's date is March 25th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Projecting Their False Flag Event for the 2024 Election. Trump Wins Again. Panic Everywhere. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West central bank, the World Economic Forum, everything that they're doing is not working because the people are waking. It doesn't matter how much money they throw at the Green New Scam. It's not going to work because once the people realize what they're trying to do, it's game over for them. They can spend billions, trillions of dollars trying to convince everyone, putting everything into place. But in the end, the people are not going to accept what they're doing. And we can see this happening around the world. There are more farmers now that are protesting like never before. This is going to spread to other countries and probably here in the United States. We're seeing that the nations of the EU, they're rejecting their Green New scam policies, and it's getting worse and worse for them. Just like the economy is getting worse and worse, because right now, what do we have? We have these financial pundits out there, and they're now predicting some type of market correction or crash coming in this year. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, let's talk about the Green New scam, because right now, the climate alarmists, they lose again. EU is now shelving their nature law for lack of support and another victory for protesting farmers. So right now, Hungary, they decide, you know something, we're not going along with this. The law is too vague, and Hungary just pretty much canceled it. So it looks like the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they're having a very difficult time pushing this. And this is what Reuters put out there. The nature law is the latest EU environmental policy to come under fire as policymakers try to respond to months of angry farmers. Protests over complaints, including strict green EU regulations. The EU has already weakened numerous green rules to attempt to quell the protests. The agricultural sector is a very important sector, not only in Hungary, but everywhere in Europe. And right now, the EU country's environmental ministers called off the vote after Budapest said it would no longer back the policy. Hungary's decision wiped out the slim reinforced majority of countries in favor. And you could see that the people of these countries, they're winning. The farmers are winning, and they're not backing down. And if you notice, the deep state players, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they're continually retracting what they want to do. And I think in the end, if the people continually push this, they'll retract pretty much everything. And that's the end of the Green New scam, because once again, the people, they're awake, they understand what's going on, and they see what they're trying to do. And here in the United States, we could see the deep state players, central bank, the World Economic Forum. I mean, they're not going to just stop with their policies, because they kicked it off in March of 2020. They said, this is the perfect time for the Great Reset, the Green New scam. So they have to keep the ball rolling here. And it looks like the Biden administration is doing just that. They have announced that they're giving billions of dollars of funding for initiatives meant to reduce the carbon emissions. Now, they're giving this to many different corporations, Dow Chemical Company, Ben & Jerry's, Breyers, Klondike, and many other companies. And they are really pushing this. So right now, the Department of Energy is giving out as much as $6 billion to 33 different projects in 20 states designed to reduce emissions generated by industrial production, with some of the nation's largest industrial corporations named as recipients. So they're going to spend all this money, and of course the corporations, those CEOs who are on board with this, they're going to accept the money and they're going to follow the lead of the deep state, the World Economic Forum, and the central bank. If there was no money, the companies wouldn't follow along, because this would be a death sentence for the corporations. But you could see what they're trying to do. They're all part of this system and they're all in on it. Is this going to work? No, it doesn't matter how much money they throw at it at this point. The people, they're awake. They will reject it. Everyone can see what's happening in the EV market. It's a bloodbath, as Trump would say, and as the fake news would say, because they continually repeat this over and over and over. And right now, Stellantis, they announced they're going to be laying off around 400 employees because they are now transitioning to produce more electric vehicles. So they're going to be laying off people. Of course, they're going to be losing a lot more money. The government's going to try to subsidize them. But the people of this country and the people around the world, they're not going to go out and purchase these vehicles, because they understand that these vehicles, well, they're not going to make their lives better. And I think in the end, what they really want to do is they just want to switch us to EVs right now. They know they don't work the way they're advertised. It takes a very long time to charge. Right now, Biden, he didn't set up chargers across the country. So at this point, what they really want to do, and I think their intentions were always, let's just push the EVs. We know they're not going to work, but this is not what we're really going to have in the end. We're just going to convince people to get rid of the fossil fuel cars, stop using gas and oil, put them in these EVs, they won't be able to travel, and eventually transition all these people into their smart cities. And this is why Klaus Schwab, in the end, said, listen, you know all the highways and everything? We're going to make those into parks. Because in the end, they don't want you traveling or driving anywhere. That's their entire motivation. But again, it is failing. The people aren't falling for this. And the people are waking up. You see, as the economy continually breaks down, more and more people wake up. More and more people start to think logically. What's going on here? Why is this happening? And they start to ask a lot of questions, especially when they see businesses shutting down, layoffs happening. This is what really wakes them up. And you can see Best Buy, it looks like they're having quite a bit of problems. They're going to be closing about 24 stores in 2024, and an additional 10 to 15 stores expected to shut down in 2025. Now, remember, they went completely woke. We had James O'Keefe reporting on this, letting everyone know what Best Buy was up to. And at this point, it looks like their store's going down the tubes. And I don't believe it's just because of wokeism. But yes, you go woke, you go broke. I think the economy is taking its toll. And these retail outlets, these stores, they're just not going to make it. I don't believe that the Christmas, the holiday season helped them whatsoever. And as we go throughout this year and as the economy breaks down, remember, the eternals of the economy, that is what's breaking down. Forget about the market. The deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they can prop the market up to the very, very end, and then all of a sudden the market can come down. But the internals, they're going to be breaking apart, imploding, and the people of this country and the people around the world, they're going to recognize that there's major, major problems. Just like they're recognizing that there's problems with the currency that they're holding today. It's not worth what it's supposed to be worth. And every day that passes, the people, they're starting to understand that, hey, wait a minute, something's going on here. I mean, I've heard of inflation, but this is ridiculous. And like we said, inflation is cumulative. I mean, let's just go back a little bit in time here. 1970 cost of living. So if we were really at 2% inflation, like they said, you know, starting from the 70s, then we should be very, very close to all these different costs of living back in the 70s. So a new house back then cost $23,450. Do you really think inflation's up 2%? Average income was $9,400. Do you really think that this is 2% inflation? New car was $3,450. Do you really think 2% is the real inflation? Because remember, especially when you're producing items, the manufacturing process gets cheaper and cheaper and cheaper as you go along here. Minimum wage was $2.10 an hour. Movie ticket was $1.55. Gasoline was 36 cents. A postage stamp was 6 cents. Sugar was 39 cents a pound, 5 pounds. Milk was 62 cents a gallon. Coffee was $1.90 a pound. Eggs was 59 cents a dozen. Bread was 25 cents. So if they were telling us that they've been keeping inflation at 2% this entire time, we should be very, very close to these costs. But how come we're not? Because it's an illusion. That's why. Inflation is cumulative. You can never go back to these prices. It's just going to get worse and worse. Yes, at times it will speed up, times it will slow down, but it will continue to increase over time. And I think the people of this country and the people of the world, they're really starting to recognize this, just like they're recognizing this major, major problems in the economy. Even though the Biden administration, they're going to continually tell everyone that everything is fine. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election of 2024, they're going to continually use that narrative that the economy is great. Everything that they did is working, and they got everything under control. Inflation's under control. Fuel prices under control. People got jobs, but the people are going to see the opposite. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we're going to see the markets completely come down. And what's very interesting, when you start to search around on the search engines now, you can see there's a lot of articles coming out where they're predicting something's going to happen in the market. This is from Business Insider. And this is the headline: a notorious stock market bear who called the 2000 and 2008 declines warns that conditions are consistent with the risk of an abrupt air pocket panic or crash, and the S&P will fall 50 to 70%. And when you look back at 2008, 2009, things look very, very similar to that time period. And yes, the market was up. Everything looked great when you looked at the market, but what was happening behind the scenes? You started to see layoffs. You started to see interest rates move up. People can afford their mortgages, so they moved out, and it started out in California. We're seeing the same exact thing right now, but it's a lot worse because the country is in a lot more debt. We've been downgraded multiple times, and as we move forward, things are really going to start to implode on themselves. And yes, they will try to prop the market up. They'll try to keep the market up as best they possibly can. But in the end, all else is going to fail. And remember, Kyle Bass, going back a couple days, he talked about the slush fund they've been using to keep the market propped up. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, all of this is going to start to fail. And we're going to see the same exact thing that we saw back in 2008, 2009. And if you go back to that time period, we were in a presidential election, just like we're in a presidential election today. So I do believe things are going to really fall apart. Yes, Trump and the Patriots, they're going to be using this to their advantage. They're going to be talking to the people saying, listen, the economy's not doing as well as Biden says it's doing. It looks like we are most likely in a recession, probably heading towards a depression. If you don't vote for me, the market's really going to come down and crash. Now, once again, when we say the market's going to crash or there's going to be a correction, it doesn't mean that it's going to completely go to zero and it's just game over. It will come down. It will scare a lot of people right before the election. We might even see a dead cat bounce. But once again, the market will come down. People will get afraid. People will sell off. And people will get very, very nervous. Now, Trump, of course, he'll come out and say, listen, the market could come down even further. But if you vote for me, we can fix this. We can drill. We can remove the regulations. We can go back to the way we were in 2016 to 2020, but we can make it even better. And I do believe at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if he starts to tackle the private West Central Bank, telling the people that we need to move in a completely different direction. Maybe go back to the Constitution. And I do believe the world is going to be watching this, and the world is going to follow the United States when the United States decides to make the move away from the private West Central Bank. And I do believe we're getting closer and closer to that. I mean, we're only a couple months away from the presidential election, and I do believe we're going to see the economy really start to rip itself apart. And I wouldn't be surprised, maybe we have a little dip, you know, this summer, and then a bigger dip as we're very, very close to the presidential election. And we could see we already have all these different financial pundits out there. They're already putting out their predictions, letting everyone know, yeah, we're starting to see a lot of similarities right now. And I do believe there's a lot of similarities, and we're going to see Trump and the Patriots use this to their advantage. And the D's, the deep state players, the Fed, the Treasury, they're going to be on the losing side. Trump, the Patriots, the people, they're going to be on the winning side. And I do believe this will be the first step to move away from the private West Central Bank system. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number, 20 million households, are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out, by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with mydigitalmoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they love to project what they're planning to do. Remember going back a little bit in time when the deep state players, they ran a simulation, an election simulation. Let's see what happens if we have militias out there disturbing the elections. What are people going to do? And I do believe that was the beginning to see if their plan is going to work. Now we have Rolling Stone. They decided to put out an article discussing Biden's plan, his administration's plan, to actually combat what Trump is going to do. And it looks like they're projecting their false flag event for the 2024 election. And it falls in line with chaos. It falls in line with, hey, we're going to say that Trump stole the election. It falls in line with maybe we don't have the results, or maybe we postpone the election. And it's starting to seem that this is the path they're going down. Now, I do believe to pull this off, they just can't say, hey, by the way, we got no winner. We're going to need a recount. I do believe they're going to use an event, just like in 2020. They just couldn't say, hey, listen, we need to use mail-in ballots and we need to use drop boxes because we think that will be better for the people to have the election. No, you needed an event so you could tell the people this is why we're doing it. So I do believe they're going to need some type of an event this time around. And I do believe they're going to be using their foot soldiers. They're going to be using a cyber attack to try to push this where, hey, we don't know what the election results really are because we were cyber attacked, or we can't have the elections because we were cyber attacked. It all depends on how they're going to play this all out here. But you can see they're projecting out there already, and they're telling us this is where all of this is headed. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like Trump doesn't have to give up all his buildings. I do believe he let this go so people would see, look, they're really going to take his assets. And he went to the appeals court, and we had the appeals court say, listen, we're going to lower the bond to $175 million. Trump is going to post it, and he's going to appeal everything that they have done. So it looks like Trump is winning, and now the deep state players, they are panicking. Because remember, on CNN, MSNBC, and the rest, they thought he'd be selling it all off. They thought, oh, Letitia James was going to come in and pretty much take everything that he had. And they were talking about Mar-a-Lago. Oh, they're going to take Mar-a-Lago. They're going to take Bedminster. They're going to take his buildings in New York. And all of this completely and utterly fell apart. So now they are trapped in their own narrative, and it's falling apart. And Trump now gets to take his case to the next court. And we could see this is going to be a huge problem for the deep state players. This is why they have so many indictments against him, because they know one isn't going to work. They're going to have to try to keep him busy throughout this election process, which is like election interference. This is why Trump keeps saying it. But again, he needs to show the people the truth. Look what these people are doing. Every step of the way, can you see how they're trying to destroy this country? Can you see how they don't want me to run for election? Can you see all of this? And I think the majority of the people are seeing it. And I do believe the disillusioned Democrats, they're going to be coming on board very, very soon. Now, remember, all of everything that we're seeing right now works for the independents and the Republicans. The open borders, the CRT, the DEI didn't earn it. The economy breaking apart, a war that is approaching, that works with the Republicans and independents. The Ds, they're going to be a little tougher to bring on board. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. And this is why, as we approach the 2024 election, things really have to look pretty darn scary. Because this is how you snap the people out of their slumber, out of their brainwashing. You really need to scare them and make them think logically, like, what the hell's going on right now? We're actually going to war? I just lost my job and we're going to war? I mean, think about it. Will people wake up? Absolutely. I mean, yes, there are Ds that are waking up now, but I do believe to take the country back, we're going to have to wake up the entire population, not just the Republicans, not just the independents. We need to wake up the American people. And I think Trump and the Patriots know this, because for the counterinsurgency to work, we need the people. And yes, we need the military on our side. So I do believe this is where we're all headed. And we can see that Trump and the Patriots there, they already know the playbook of the deep state players. They already know what they're going to attempt as we approach the presidential election, just like they knew back in 2020 what they were planning to do. We were told multiple times they were going to use in mail-in ballots. They were going to use drop boxes. They were going to use all of these different tactics to cheat in the elections. And they're going to do the same thing this time around, but I don't believe they have the ability to use the mail-in ballots and the drop boxes like they did back in 2020. But what they will try to do, just like what's happening out in California, many other places, they just keep saying, oh, look, we just found more ballots. Oh, look, we just found more. Oh, look, we need to extend this. I think they'll try to extend it as much as they possibly can. And they'll try not to certify the elections. And yes, they're going to try to shift everything and make it seem like the Trump supporters are getting very angry, pissed off. And I do believe this is what they're going to try to use for riots. Just like in January 6th, they try to make it seem like that the Trump supporters were very, very angry. That's why they were, you know, going into the Capitol. They were destroying things. Yes, the people were pissed off, but they were very, very peaceful. It was the Capitol Police. It was the FBI. It was Antifa. It was the 100 plus confidential human sources. They're the ones who created all of that to make it look like that. But they expected a lot more people over at the Capitol on January 6th. Trump actually kept them back because he knew what was going to happen. But again, he needed them to complete this task because, again, how do you gain control of the country if the deep state's not going to have an insurrection, which means they overthrew the United States government. And this activated the military. So I do believe this time around they're going to use other tactics, and they're already telling us the tactics they're going to use. And we'll be discussing this a little bit later, and we'll be discussing how Trump is now winning. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is out in New York, we had the firefighters. They were forced to remove a red line flag from their fire truck, hung to memorialize their fallen brothers in 9/11. And a politician in the city came by the firehouse and confronted the firefighters there and complained about it, and he wanted it removed. And it looks like what happened was the division chief came, said, yeah, you got to take that down. You can't have the red line in the flag. Well, it looks like after a huge public outcry, well, it looks like the flag is back. DC Drano put this out on X and said, great news. After a public outcry, the FDNY division chief called and told the firefighters to put the red line flag back up on the fire truck to honor the six firefighters from that station who died on 9/11. When we raise our voices and fight back, we win. And that's absolutely true. And if you notice, the people, they are now fighting back all over the country. I mean, especially in New York. We had Kathy Griffin. She went to do a show there, and the Trump supporters, they were out in mass. They were having a Trump parade with flags. And I do believe this is how we should approach everything. Instead of using violence like the deep state and burning down buildings, because why would we burn down our own towns or cities or homes? We go out there and show them, look how many there are of us. There's thousands. Actually, there is millions of us. And we're going to show you that you are no longer in control. We, the people, are in control, and we will no longer be silent about this. So if you're going to show up, so are we. I mean, this is what they do. They send their Antifa operatives. They send these people. But again, they're violent. We, the people, we protest peacefully. Yes, they might try to push some type of agent provocateur in. But again, if there's a lot more of us, it's going to be very, very difficult. And we could see out in New York, it actually worked. And I do believe this is what the people probably should start to do now, is show the deep state players, look how many there are of us. And I do believe this should happen in the blue states, not just the red states, but it should happen in the blue states to show them you're no longer in control. And I do believe this is going to spread like we've never seen before as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like the UK's High Court, they're going to be announcing the verdict in the Julian Assange case. And this is going to happen tomorrow at around 10:30 UK time. So this is going to be very interesting, because remember, Julian Assange, he knows exactly what Hillary Clinton and the rest were up to, because again, he got the email. He knew what Seth Rich was doing. He was downloading the information from the DNC. He passed it along to him using a USB key. No, it was not Russia. And I think we're going to find out quite a bit. I do believe the good guys already have this information. But let's see what happens with the court ruling. Will Julian Assange be sent back to the U.S.? This will be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the deep state players, they are now pushing their foot soldiers to actually squat in people's homes. And this is building and building and building, which means they're really quartering, and they're telling their soldiers, listen, just go into these homes. You could stay there. Because remember, the illegals coming into this country, where do they stay? The cities are running out of money. They don't have places to put them. So now they're telling people, listen, just go into people's homes, stay there for 30 days, and you can stay in these homes. Wall Street Apes put this out and said, more stories of homes being stolen in the media. Is the stage being set for something coming? Police arrest 77-year-old man for refusing to leave his home that he claims someone stole from him. Real estate attorneys say this type of theft is on the rise. And it is on the rise, and more people doing it. I do believe the deep state players, they are now giving these individuals instructions on how to do it. Because, again, how would they know the laws as they're coming into this country? Most of these individuals don't even speak English. So someone must be telling them to do this. Someone must be directing this. But out in Florida, they have a different way to handle this, because the laws are a little different in Florida. And actually, in every state, they're a little different. And Wokeness put this out on X and said, And this is coming from the sheriff. And it says, if someone is breaking into your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them. We prefer you do that, actually. It will save the taxpayers a lot of money, because actually this did happen in Florida. And we could see that those people with weapons and those people that are able to defend themselves and stop people from entering their homes, do you think the illegals are going to squat in the Florida homes? Most likely not. And the only reason they're squatting in the New York homes is, who has the weapons? Is it the everyday person? Is it the citizen of the United States? No, they don't have the weapons. They've been trying to take the weapons away from the people for a very long time. And if someone's coming into your home, or you leave your home and you find someone in your home, well, what are you going to use? A baseball bat? What happens if they have a stolen gun? Think about it, or a knife. So once again, you could see how important weapons really are. And yes, the deep state players, they don't like the word illegals. Well, I say we still use the word illegals, and actually we expand this to criminal invaders, because they are criminals. They're invading our country. They broke the law. And if they are truly seeking asylum and they're running, you know, from that in their country, then just go to the port of entry. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out, by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below, because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. If you're an upstanding citizen and you're escaping your country, go to the port of entry just like everyone else. Get the process started. Come into this country and be an upstanding citizen. But you know why these people aren't going to the port of entry? Because these people are not upstanding citizens. They don't want to be vetted. Because once you vet them, you find out, wait a minute, this person has a criminal record. This person's a terrorist. Oh, wait a minute. This person is a drug trafficker. This person's a child trafficker. This person's a gang member. That's why they're coming over illegally over the border, because criminals do that. They don't want anyone looking into their past. And this is why the deep state players want to call them something different. They want to call them newcomers. Wall Street Silver and X put this out and said, Michigan offers homeowners $500 a month to house newcomers. So now, just like with the bioweapon, very interesting, they're going to be paying people to house the newcomers. Where's this money coming from? Really think about it. I mean, I think we all know where money coming from. But remember, they told us there's no money to help the homeless. There's no money to repair the streets. There's no money, no money, no money. Now, all of a sudden, they have all this money. They can help all the criminals and they can pay people to actually harbor the criminals. I mean, really think about that for a second. What happens when people don't want to harbor the criminals? What happens when they don't accept the $500 and they say, we're not going to be doing this? A lot of people are doing that. It didn't work with the bioweapon. Remember, they were giving away French fries, hamburgers. They were giving away tickets to shows. They were giving away lottery tickets, money. Did it work? No, people aren't stupid. And once again, this is going to backfire. So are they then going to force people into homes? Most likely when they become much more desperate. And I do believe we're going to see this in the blue states, and the people are going to be very, very angry. The people aren't going to put up with this because, again, they're going to violate their constitutional rights. And remember, the mission here is to take the country back. The only way to take the country back is you need to see how they're violating your rights, how they're taking away your freedom. And this will make you fight for your freedom. So if they're telling you that we're going to censor you, if they're telling you they're going to take their weapon away from you, if they're telling you they're going to search you just like they do in the airports today, if they're telling you they're going to place illegals into your home, are they violating all your rights? Yes, they are. Actually, this is exactly what our founding fathers fought against. And here we are in 2024 doing the same exact thing. Thank God it's not with bullets. Thank God there's no blood. Thank God they're not burning down your house and destroying your family. Where, when I say destroy, I mean killing your family where you don't have a family anymore. See, it could have been that way. If Trump went directly at these people, that's what we would have experienced. We would have experienced a civil war. And yes, there'd be blood, destruction everywhere. This is actually what the deep state players actually want. They want a civil war. They love when people are fighting each other in that way. They know how to fund that. They know how to keep that going. They don't like it when people are awake. They don't like when people are researching. They don't like when people are countering the arguments. They don't like that part. That's why Trump took this direction. And this is why the deep state players are putting out a movie come this April. It's called Civil War. I mean, the first movie that was put out, it was Netflix. Obama was part of it. And that was a cyber event where everything just shut down. Now they're putting out a movie that shows the country is in a civil war. Are they projecting exactly what they want? Yes, they are. And we could see the deep state players, well, they're going to continually let the people into this country. And what's very interesting is that the president of Mexico, he was on 60 Minutes, and he was letting everyone know that the wall that Trump built doesn't work. The wall's not going to stop people. Now, once again, why is he saying this? Think about it. Does he want the wall to stay down? Does he want the wall completed? No, if the wall was up, then people would be in Mexico. He doesn't want people in Mexico. And what's very interesting about this, during 60 Minutes, he is telling Biden what he wants to stop the illegals from coming in the country. Basically, Biden's being blackmailed by the Mexican president. He says the U.S. should commit to $20 billion a year to poor countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, lift sanctions on Venezuela, end the Cuban embargo, legalize law-abiding Mexicans living in the U.S. So he's giving Biden demands, and he's basically blackmailing him, if you really think about it. But again, does Biden want to stop the flow of illegals coming into this country? No, he does not. Hans put this out on X and said, forget about Democrats versus Republicans. What is happening in this clip is down to one thing. Biden, no other president would be blackmailed like this, not even Carter or Obama. But they know they can get away with it because Biden is so extraordinarily decrepit, weak, and feeble. And everyone's seeing it. Everyone can see exactly what's happening. And the Mexican president, why would he want the border wall up? That means all these people coming up would be in his country. He doesn't want that. So once again, the people now are seeing another president blackmailing the United States resident. That's waking a lot of people up. But Biden, he's not going to react. And actually, coming out of the Daily Caller, it says Biden no longer feels sense of urgency on the border. Why is that? Oh, wait, didn't they just pass the $1.2 trillion omnibus bill? Does he need to shut down the border anymore? Does he even care about the border? Absolutely not. But think about when those individuals, those criminals, were pushing down the fences in Texas. These individuals, they had knives, shanks on them, and they were attacking Border Patrol. Now, really think about this for a second. If they were doing this to the Border Patrol and they were using weapons, I mean, they're coming into this country, they were using weapons, storming the gates. If they were using it on those people, what do you think they're going to do when they're in this country? Think about that for a second. So Gail Alfar put this out on X and said, reporter explains how some of the Texas National Guard ended up in the hospital as they were attacked by illegals with knives and shanks. Our whole nation should be outraged at this, and the entire nation should be. Remember, these people who supposedly are refugees seeking asylum, why are they coming up with knives and shanks, and why are they using it on the Border Patrol? If they were truly refugees, they were truly asylum seekers, they'd be peaceful. They would go to the port of entry with their family, and they'd say, we claim asylum, and they'd be vetted. The only reason they have weapons, the only reason they're storming the gates, is because they're illegals and they're being blocked. So they're going to use violence. They're going to use force. Just like if you try to shut your door on a criminal who's trying to get into your home, do you think they're going to go, okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to ring the doorbell, please let me in? No, they're going to try to kick down your door. They're going to use their weapon because they didn't get their way. And they're going to force their way in. Remember, the United States is our home. The border is the door. The door should be closed and locked. And if they want to come into the country, they knock on our door. And they say, okay, and we say, who are you? Why are you here? I would like to get some information. Can I see some ID? Just like if someone's coming into your home. A criminal does what? They come up to your door or your window, they break it, and they come in. That's exactly what you're seeing on the border today. But the people aren't stupid. They see exactly what's going on. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, it was recently reported that Biden administration had a program of international flights that last year transported more than 300,000 illegal immigrants to U.S. airports. Do you approve or disapprove of this program? Disapprove is Dems 39%, Independents 59%, GOP 88%, all voters 60%. Now, again, if you notice, the Independents and the GOPs, their numbers are way above 50%. Dems are below 50%. So to get them on the same page as the Independents and the Republicans, what do we got to do? We need to bring them into the fold. And how do you do that? You use a scare event. You let this escalate to a point where they say enough is enough. And you're going to see these percentages move up. Another question Rasmussen Reports put out and said, 66% concerned illegal immigrants creates more violent crimes. So people are understanding that, yes, having these illegals in this country, there are more violent crimes. 66% say this. They're realizing that having all these people coming into this country is not a good thing. It's hurting the country. And we could see events in this country. So the people aren't stupid. They understand what's going on. And when there is an event, which I do believe is going to happen, most likely as the weather gets warmer, we're going to see something happen in this country. And I do believe that's going to wake a lot of people up, especially the disillusioned Democrats. And I do believe Trump is going to continually push this message. You can come over to us if you're fed up, if you're angry, if you're pissed off, and you're done with the D Party. Well, we're going to shut the borders. Is this something that you want? You want us to shut the borders? It is. Then come over to us, and you're going to see a lot of people start to say, you know what? I was a Democrat. I still am, but this is completely out of hand, and we can't do this anymore. So I have to vote for the guy I said I would never vote for. And I do believe you're going to see a lot of people. Actually, a lot of people now are turning. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and the timing is very, very interesting, is that the Digital World Acquisition Corp and the Trump Media Technology Group, well, they announced their completion of a business combination to begin trading on the NASDAQ. And the ticker symbol is going to be DJT. Very interesting. So it looks like True Social right now is now trading. We'll probably see the stock move up. Devin Nunes is going to continue as the chief executive officer. And I do believe you're going to see some incredible things happen to True Social now. And yes, they're going to get an influx of money, influx of advertisers, and you're going to see True Social build up quite a bit. And the timing is very interesting because we're approaching the presidential election. I say this is perfect timing. Look at the weapons the Patriots are now unboxing just in time for the presidential election. We have True Social, we have Rumble, we have X, and we have smaller platforms all to go up against what the deep state has had for a very long time, control of the social media platforms. The timing is absolutely incredible. You think it's a coincidence? Absolutely not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, they are continually pushing war. They're not going to stop. And I do believe this is going to really escalate as we go through the summer months right now, as we approach the 2024 election, because again, they need to build the narrative that we're going to be attacked either physically or through a cyber attack, which I do believe is probably going to be both. And they have to make the people think that we're going to war. Remember, going back in time, Trump about a year and a half ago said, I see World War III on the horizon. Nobody else sees it, but I see it and it's approaching. And I do believe this is going to now really start to build up as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And the people, they're not really with the deep state players in regards to Ukraine right now. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before signups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. The people are saying enough is enough, and they're saying that Ukraine, they're not going to win. It's impossible. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said fewer Americans say Ukraine is winning than at any time since June 2022. So everything the deep state has done has completely and utterly backfired. And we could see the deep state players, they're panicking over Israel right now because Israel is going after the terrorists. They were attacked and they're going after them. And you could see the deep state players have been trying to stop this ever since. And now we have Kamala Harris. She has warned Israel it will face consequences if it proceeds with an invasion of the city of Rafah. So what does she mean by this? What is she going to do? This is very interesting. Let's see how this all plays out. Because what are they going to do? Place sanctions on Israel? Or are they going to do something else, just like they did something out in Russia, which I find very, very interesting, where they're now bringing back ISIS. And who was involved in ISIS? Obama. Who destroyed ISIS? Trump and Putin. That's very interesting. And we even have the president of France, Macron. He's out there saying that, yeah, ISIS is behind the Russian attack. And they've also targeted France. So ISIS is now making a comeback, which means Obama is now in focus. And I do believe the deep state players, they're going to be using their army once again. Remember, this is a creation of the CIA. They're going to be using their terrorist groups to inflict terror around the world. And what do you think Putin's going to do? Well, this allows him to go after the terrorists. And they're going to probably kill them all. And it looks like they want to bring back the death penalty. Anyone that does acts like what just happened out in Russia, well, they're going to seek the death penalty. And they're going to get the message. If you get caught like these people, this is why they're making an example of these individuals, you will be put to death. And this is a warning to who? The deep state players. Who do you think contracted all these people? You think these people just said one day, hey, you know what? Let's go into Russia. Let's shoot up people. Let's burn it down. And then we'll just leave. Because I do believe they were trying to escape back into Ukraine. They were trying to get over the border, but they didn't make it. They were caught very, very quickly. So the plan didn't work out well for them. And now they're going to figure out that the CIA, the deep state players, they were behind all of this, just like with the Nord Stream pipeline. Yes, they might contract this out to other contractors, like, you know, contractors in Ukraine, other deep state players. But again, someone is orchestrating all of this, just like they orchestrated January 6th, just like they orchestrated COVID, just like they orchestrated all of this. So who's really behind all of this? Yes, they use their foot soldiers. Yes, they have certain people to do certain things, but there's someone on top calling the shots. These people aren't just doing it themselves. Remember, everything that we've witnessed in this country, it's the tyrannical government that is doing it. Who do you think did 9/11? Who do you think released COVID? So when they talk about terrorists, they are the terrorists in this country. And they're using these events to scare the people, to actually have the people give up their rights. Because remember, their main mission is to destroy the Constitution. Their main mission is to destroy the country. Just listen to what Clinton is saying. Just listen to what Biden is saying. They're calling the American people names because they can't stand we the people. If they were truly elected by we the people, they wouldn't be calling the American people names. They were never elected by the people. They were installed. They're part of the criminal syndicate. That's why they hate us. That's why they call us names. It's very, very clear, and it's becoming clearer and clearer, especially when Trump stepped in, because he was an outsider. Do you think they like him? No. The installed criminal syndicate, they don't like the outsider. And they don't like that he was able to trick them in 2016. He used the Electoral College. And once he got in, he saw all their secrets because he was allowed to see all the classified information. And they knew it. And that's why they're trying to stop him now with everything that they have. And it's going to fail just like everything else. And if you look around the country, things are failing. Why? Because the counterinsurgency, which is we the people, we're waking up, we're recognizing what DEI is, what ESG is, what CRT is. We're seeing all of that. We're seeing the infiltration, and we're not accepting this. That's how the counterinsurgency works. It goes up against everything that they're trying to do. Yes, the military has a part in this, and yes, the people have a part in this. And the people are continually pushing back. They're calling them all out on it. And every move they make, the deep state is making, it's completely failing. Look what's happening with the sex reassignment of minors. This entire push, it's not working out too well for them. This is from the Telegraph. Sex reassignment in minors may be medical history's greatest ethical scandal. And this is coming from a French report. Michael Schellenberger responded to this and said, for years, experts said we should give drugs and surgeries to kids confused about their gender. Given the sterility, loss of sexual function, and regret, that's been changing. Now a French Senate report calls it one of the greatest ethical scandals in the history of medicine. Just like with the bioweapon, they told everyone it was safe and effective. Now everyone's starting to learn it's causing illnesses. It's causing myocarditis. It's actually hurting the children. They're actually having seizures now. And now people are seeing this firsthand. And actually, you know what else people are seeing? They're seeing the rhinos. They were never Republicans. That's why they're called rhinos. Republican in name only. They've always been Democrats, part of the deep state, and they were put in these positions to do their dirty work. When MAGA patriots came in, they were, yes, they were the patriots, and they went up against the Uniparty. The Uniparty got very, very upset. But I do believe as time goes on, and we've said this before, I do believe that a lot of people in the Republican Party, they're going to be dropping out. And I don't mean dropping out right now in the House to give the D's power. I mean, those in the Senate, they're not going to be seeking reelection. They might even go to the Democrat side, but they're going to remove themselves because when they see the writing on the wall, it's done. And I do believe people are starting to see this now. I do believe Senator Lisa Murkowski, she's going to probably leave the Republican Party. We're probably going to see a lot others announce that they're leaving the Republican Party. And I wouldn't be surprised if Susan Collins, Todd Young, we know that Mitt Romney is already out. Mitch McConnell said he's on his way out. So I do believe we're going to see a lot of these rhinos say, you know what, we're done here. Because all they got to do is look at the writing on the wall and they're starting to see that they're no longer in control. Yes, will they try to get control? Absolutely. But you can definitely see the mission of the deep state players. Because look what's happening in the House. Rhino after rhino after rhino is dropping out. They want to take control of the House. And I do believe that that might actually happen. Maybe they can hold on. I'm talking about the Patriots. But again, I do believe the exposure time of Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the criminal syndicate, I do believe they've taken it to a point where they're pretty much done with it. Yes, can they start impeachment process? But I do believe there's another group that's going to be coming in. And why not allow the D's to actually take control and have them blamed on everything that's happening? Because you know what they're going to do? They're going to take the 16-year plan and they're going to take it to the max, which means everyone's going to see it. And they can't blame it on Trump. They can't blame it on the Republicans, because if they're in complete and utter control as we approach the 2024 election, it's all them. And what's very interesting is that Liz Cheney, she is doing a book tour, and she was in the New Orleans Book Festival at Tulane University. And she says, I believe that we're in a situation where the future of democracy depends upon making sure the Republicans are not in the majority in the House and the Senate in 2025. I say that as somebody who has significant disagreements with policies of many of my Democrat colleagues. We can't survive leaders who are going to torch the Constitution. So she doesn't want the Republicans to be the majority in the House or Senate in 2025. So are they now pushing that agenda before 2025? It's starting to seem that way. And I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they know if they take back control, they're going to be in focus. Everything will be blamed on them. And think about what's happening. Let's see, if the economy fails, oh, look, it's the Democrats. If we go to war, or we're approaching war, on the precipice of war, oh, look, it's the Democrats. If there's an event in this country, oh, look, it's the Democrats. The people will see this very, very clearly. Just like they're seeing all the indictments, they're all hoaxes. This is election interference to the max. And the people are seeing this firsthand. And we could see that they've already set Trump's criminal trial. And this is set for April 15th. And this has to do with Stormy Daniels and the hush money. But Trump, he put this out and said, Bragg falsifies business records, charges against Trump. And yes, these individuals that were installed into these positions, they are criminals. Just like Fani Willis. She's a criminal. She was stealing money, giving it to her lover. Same thing with Alvin Bragg. They're all the same. Remember, they were installed into these positions for a reason. Soros has been doing this across the country. The swamp is deep and wide, and they're part of the swamp. But it looks like Trump has won. The 5-judge panel of appellate court judges, they decided, okay, we're going to lower the $464 million bond to $175 million. And what's very interesting is that a reporter said, you know, how are you going to pay this? And Trump turns around and says, I'm paying this in cash. So Trump has 10 days to post the bond, which he's going to do. And the appeal is going to be very, very interesting. And that's not all the judges did. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with mydigitalmoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. They did something else, and Rosie Memos put this out and said, in its order, the appeals court also stayed trial judge Arthur Engoron's decision that had barred Trump from serving as an officer or director of a New York company for 3 years, and that had barred him and the corporate defendants from applying for loans from New York lenders for the same period. The order also stayed Engoron's judge's ruling that had barred Trump's son, Don Jr., and Eric Trump from serving as officers and directors of New York companies for 2 years. So the appellate division reversed a lot of Engoron's decisions, lowered the bond, and now the deep state players, they are panicking like we've never seen before because they thought they were going to seize his assets. That all failed. Trump won. Now wait until the appeal happens. This is going to be very, very interesting. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. Judge Engoron has refused to obey the decision of the appellate division relative to the statute of limitations. This is a confrontation between a judge and those that rule above him, a very bad situation in which to place New York State in the rule of law. Engoron has disrespected the appellate division and its very clear and precise ruling. He should be made to do so and at the same time release the gag order. This is the fifth time in the case that he has been overturned a record. His credibility and that of Letitia James has been shattered. We will abide by decision by the appellate division and post either a bond, equivalent securities, or cash. This also shows how ridiculous and outrageous Ngoren's original decision was at $450 million. I did nothing wrong, and New York should never be put in a position like this again. Businesses are fleeing, violent crime is flourishing, and it is very important that this be resolved in its totality as soon as possible. Thank you. Then he put out another truth, and this is a quote from Raymond, and it says, the appellate ruling is amazing. They should have penalized the judge for cruel and unusual punishment of the defendant. It all goes too far. None of it will endure appeal, and it won't. And what's very interesting, remember that truth that Trump put out where he says, at what point are the actions of a sitting president using lawfare against his opponent for purposes of election interference considered illegal? Well, Mike Davis decided to respond to this and said, fact and legal check true. Section 595, interference by administration employee of federal, state, or territorial governments. Whoever being a person employed in any administrative position by the United States or by any department or agency thereof, or by the District of Columbia or any agencies or instrumentally thereof, or by any state, territory, or possession of the United States, or any political subdivision, municipality, or agency thereof, or agency of such political subdivision or municipality, in connection with any activity which is financed in whole or in part by loans or grants made by the United States or department or agency thereof, uses his official authority for the purposes of interfering with or affecting the nomination of the election of any candidate for the office of president, vice president, presidential elector, member of the Senate, member of the House of Representatives, delegate from the District of Columbia, or resident commissioner, shall be fined under this title or in prison, not more than 1 year or both. So, yeah, they're all doing this, and they're violating the law. Scott Adams put this out and said, the financial penalties were based on Trump's profits because there were no victims. That's theft by government. The judge should be in jail. Letitia James should be in jail. Judge Ngoren should be in jail. They all should be in jail. And they should have to pay Trump back for all his legal fees. And they should apologize to the people of this country. Well, let's see what happens. This will be very, very interesting. But as we approach the presidential election and everything fails to stop Trump, because it will fail, it is failing, they're going to have to move in a completely different direction. And what's very interesting is we're starting to see what tactic they're most likely going to use. And Wokeness put this out and said, Chicago announces the existence of an additional 10,000 mail-in ballots that were mistakenly not mentioned until now. Many of the ballots are from drop boxes, meaning postmarks are not required. So they're just continually saying every single day, there's more ballots, the elections aren't done in Chicago. John Daniel Davidson said, in November, it's going to be exactly this in every major city, in every swing state. Count on it. Yes, they will try to push this out. They don't want it in one day. And they'll say, we're not done counting. They're going to try to delay. They're going to try to postpone. But what's very interesting is that Rolling Stones, they came out with an article, and it looks like they're projecting exactly what they're planning to do. Remember, they already had a simulation with militias interfering in the election, and they wanted to see what people were going to do. Were they going to show up? Weren't they going to show up? And I do believe they got their answer where people wouldn't show up if there is something happening. Now, of course, they use militia where they're saying, oh, it's Trump supporters, but actually it's going to be the opposite way. It's going to be their insurgency. But this is the headline of the article. It says, Biden is building a superstructure to stop Trump from stealing the election. I'm going to read some parts here. It says, Trump and his MAGA allies have been working for years to pre-rig the 2024 election. Here's how Team Biden is planning to fight them. Think about what they just said here. Biden has been worried for a while now that Trump is going to try to steal the election if it's very close on election day. If that ends up being the case, we are also expecting the Republican Party to go into overdrive to help him steal it. We're continuing to build out the infrastructure to ensure that doesn't happen again. If President Biden wins and Trump and MAGA Republicans try to confuse everyone and sow chaos. Over the past year, Biden has been conducting war games, crafting complex legal strategies, and devoting extensive resources to prepare for, as one former senior Biden administration official puts it, all hell breaks loose scenarios. The preparations include planning for a contingency in which Biden's margin of victory is so razor thin that Trump and the GOP launch a tidal wave of legal challenges and political maneuvers to rerun his 2020 election strategy, declare victory anyway, and try to will it into existence. Are they projecting out there? Absolutely. T. Biden's in-house counsel and network of outside lawyers are currently preparing legal strategies for scenarios involving recounts that would make, in the words of one Biden official, make Florida in 2000 look like child's play. So are they going to say, we're not satisfied with the election? We're not certifying the election. We want a recount. See, everything that they're saying in this is what they're going to do. Biden's world closely held list of nightmare scenarios in which Democrat legal teams would have to battle out tooth and nail with Republican counterparts before, during, or after the election day of 2024. Biden campaign officials and other Democrats familiar with the topic tell Rolling Stone that a key concern for which step-by-step game planning has already begun is how to robustly respond if Trump and other leading Republicans try to engineer another January 6th style power grab. Think about what they're planning here. So you can see they're projecting what they're going to do, just like with January 6th. They're going to create an insurgency and they're going to make it look like Trump supporters are doing this, but it's really going to be them. Think about this. And yes, the fake news, they're all on board with this. I know a lot of people are looking at the fake news and say, how can they keep saying Trump's winning? Well, think about it. How do you piss off the Trump supporters? Think about what we just read and what Biden and the deep state is planning to do. So if people think that, hey, look, Trump's in the lead, Trump's in the lead, Trump's in the lead, and we get to the elections and all of a sudden, oh, wait, we can't finish the counting. Oh, wait, it's very, very close to call. Oh, wait, we can't do anything. Oh, wait, there's a cyber attack. Are they building it up, trying to get the Trump supporters very, very angry? Absolutely. RNC Research put this out and said, CNN, the decline in support for Joe Biden among voters of color in Michigan is something we've been seeing in state after state after state. Biden has some big problems. So basically, they're building this up. And yes, are more and more people moving to Trump's side? Yes, but they're building this up because, again, think about what they have planned for the 2024 election. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they already know what they're planning. They already know they're going to try to cheat with their systems. And when they realize they can't cheat, I do believe they're going to move to a cyber attack. Will they try an insurgency? Yes. Will they try to keep people away from the polls? Yes. Which means the military is going to have to step in. So I do believe in the very beginning, we might see everything leading up to the presidential election. And I do believe probably at the last minute, they'll say there's a cyber attack and we're just going to have to postpone for a sec here. And maybe we can get it back up and running and maybe we can do this. Now, once again, will people trust their system if it was cyber attacked? No, I don't believe so. So I do believe there's going to be, someone's going to make the case that we go to paper ballots, most likely the military or maybe even Biden. Let's see how this all plays out if he's still around. But someone's going to make the decision that we can't use their systems. And I do believe this is when they'll probably use the insurgency to try to keep people away from the polls. Because if you go to paper and you're going to go in person, you can't allow the people to show up. So what do you got to do? You got to have your people out in mass. And I do believe that's exactly what they're going to do. Now, a lot of these people will probably dress up as Trump supporters, trying to keep people away from the polls. Because remember, they got to make it look like that it's Trump that's doing this and the deep state is not doing this, just like January 6th. And I do believe this is when the military is going to get involved to protect the elections. But what's very interesting is that the U.S. now is charging Chinese cyber company with hacking U.S. infrastructure as part of an attack. So they just charged people for attacking U.S. infrastructure. Are they building this up right now? I do believe so. I do believe they're going to continue to build this up as time goes on. And you can see that the deep state, they're panicking right now because Trump is in the lead. He has the people with him and they can't allow the elections to happen the way they are now. They just won't be able to cheat. They just won't be able to do it. I think last time Trump had, what, 70, 80 million people? I think this time he's going to be close to 150 million plus. I think the people are going to really be with him because I think he's going to have a lot of the D's as we approach the 2024 election and people are afraid and scared. And they're going to be looking at Biden, the administration, the fake news saying, what are you doing? You're bringing us to war. You're not going to stop it. You don't have a peace plan. Trump is going to tell everyone, we can have peace. Elect me 24 hours. I'll have peace. I know all the players. But you could see that more and more people now, they're questioning what's going on. This is from Farzad on X, and he says, I used to consider myself a Democrat. And he put this poll out, by the way. I used to consider myself a Democrat. Now I feel like Democratic Party is very bad, but I still consider myself liberal. Anyone else? So not me is 9.2%. Me too is 26%. Was never liberal, 36%. Elon actually responded to this and said, I voted 100% Dem until a few years ago. Now I think we need a red wave or America is toast. And I completely agree with him. And I do believe we're going to get that red wave. I think it's going to come in like a freight train. And Trump is going to have so many people on his side. Because remember, this is about taking back the country. This is about waking the people up. This is not a normal 4 years election where you have both sides and you really don't have a choice. This is about waking people up, making them understand, look, they're trying to take away your freedom. They're trying to censor you. They're trying to take away your Second Amendment, take your weapons away. They're sending now illegals into your homes. They're quartering. They're searching you everywhere you go now. People now can see this very, very clearly. And remember, going back in time, it's the deep state that are the terrorists. They're the tyrannical government. They've been using all this fear to try to get us to do things that we normally wouldn't do. 9/11, the wars, you name it. It's all them. And I do believe Ben Carson pretty much sums it all up. And he says, we've been conditioned to think that only politicians can solve our problems. But at some point, maybe we will wake up and recognize that it was the politicians who created our problems. Yeah, it was all the installed politicians. It was the criminal syndicate. They have created all these problems. They have created the wars. They are the terrorists. And the people now are learning. And the people, they're starting to realize the truth. And I do believe in the end, the people, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I do believe the majority is going to wake up and the majority is going to vote for Trump. And the deep state, they're going to be struggling. Yes, they're going to fight back. Yes, they're going to use scare tactics. But again, the people, they're going to see through it. Why? Because they're awake and they're thinking logically. They hit the precipice where they're going to find the will to change. And we're getting closer and closer to that. And I do believe in the end, the Patriots are going to win. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.